Good morning. A man who pretended to be a priest for more than 18 years has been dismissed by the Catholic Church in Spain. Miguel Ángel Ibarra carried out weddings and baptisms, first in Colombia and then in southern Spain, despite having never been ordained. Those ceremonies will still be recognised, the church says, but not his communions or the confessions he's heard. He was found to be an impostor after a complaint was filed in Colombia. Mr. Ibarra moved to Spain last October, settling in the town of Medina Sidonia in Cadiz province. A young woman died on Saturday afternoon in a fall at the Alicante Elche airport. The young woman, said to be 28, died after falling 20 metres from a footbridge at the bus loading area. The incident is under investigation and no further details have been released by the emergency services. Police in Benidorm have arrested an Irishman on the run from the authorities in the UK. James Connors, born in Dublin, was described by the Spanish police as the leader of a criminal organisation based in Britain, which specialised in crimes, including robbery and extortion. The 43-year-old was on a Crime Stoppers Most Wanted list and was held after police in the UK discovered he was enjoying a holiday here. Britain's National Crime Agency tipped off the authorities in Spain, who arrested him on December the 21st after tracking him down to Benidorm. He will appear before a judge in a court in Madrid for extradition hearings. And King Felipe called for resentment and grudges to be kept out of society. He expressed his revulsion and condemnation of violence against women and empathised with young adults and the problems they had with finding jobs, paying fair salaries and a suitable place to live in his Christmas Eve speech. Once again, the monarch urged political and social leaders to protect civil harmony and to demand respect for the constitution, in a clear allusion to Catalonia's pro-independence brigade. The king never mentioned Catalonia by name, but just as in the previous two festive speeches, he urged leaders to ensure unity and to uphold the rule of law. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.